tonight's guest, performer and musician Paris Dillon. Look at the night sky. Look at the night sky. And musical guest, Kimberly Haynes. I am Mark Lejeune, and now your host, the MC, the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio.
A year or so ago, I met a guy who is one of these speakers who does motivational speaking and all that, and he's also a businessman. So he was in the middle of many projects, and he told me how this one was going through, and this one was happening, and this one's a sure thing, and he was telling me about all these great projects, and I was happy for him, and I believed him. And then a year or so later, I saw him just recently, and I happily, maybe stupidly, said, "How is this project going?" And expecting him to say, "Oh, we did it. It's done. And it's exciting," because of the way he spoke a year and a half ago, or whatever, it was a done deal. And he said, "Oh, yeah, that didn't happen." And I said, "Well, what about this one?" And he said, No, I don't remember what happened to that one, but no, we didn't do anything with that one. I forgot what happens. And I said, "Oh, okay, now I'm looking for, you know, a win for him." So, because I know he's out there being motivational speaker and sharing with everybody all the great things and how to do it. And so I said to him, "Well, what about this one? You know, this one looked like it was ready to..." Yeah, no, that didn't happen either. And we went through, like, I remembered, like, four or five of them. And he said, none of them didn't happen. And I said, "You know what? Can we make a pact right here, right now?" I said, "I have a feeling either some of those things are actually going to happen for you, or something else, because I know you're good at what you do. People like you, and you're gonna have great success in this area. So I wish you well with that. However, I do want to make a pact with you, and here's the pact. The pact is, when you make it big, or when people start hiring you to tell them how you made it, could you not say, 'Oh, yeah, I had a plan all along. See, I stuck to the plan, and I said positive affirmations every day, and I did this, and I did that, and that's how you could do it, too.'" And he started to laugh, and he said, "Yeah, I know a lot of people like that." I said, "Yeah, so do I." And I said, "You know, when you get to really know them, didn't happen that way, did it?" And he said, "Yeah, I won't do that. And don't you do it either, Filippo." And I said, "Oh, I'm already not doing it. I tell on myself. I tell people how I'm learning, how I'm growing." And so one of the exciting things about our guest today, he's been working. You know, we talked to quote-unquote successful actors and successful business people, and we ask them, and sometimes they'll honestly, especially on this show, more often than not, they'll honestly tell us, "You know, if I hadn't made that right turn or that left turn or that wrong turn, I wouldn't have met this person and this wouldn't have happened. Or that job I had while I was cleaning dishes, that's when I met so-and-so and we wrote together and this happened." So they are able to honestly look back and say, "You know, I couldn't have planned it. As a matter of fact, I probably couldn't have planned any of it." And here is the thing, and why I'm excited about our guest today, because he's doing it, and he's doing this, and he's doing this, and he's trying this, and he's succeeding at that, and he's doing all of this. And then someday people are going to say, "Wow, I want to be as successful as you," because I believe he's going to be a great success in whatever he ends up doing for the long run. And I believe he's going to honestly say, "Well, this is what I did. I did this, and I did this, and I wasn't sure, and I didn't know, and da-da-da-da-da." But we'll be talking to him about that. We'll see what he says. As far as I'm concerned, he's already a success. He's here. I mean, not just on the Life Changes show, but he's here in the sense that he's got confidence, he's grown a lot, and he's growing and has a forward movement. And we'll talk to him about all of that. His name is Paris Dillon. We have him on the show, and a little later on, live music here in the studio on the Life Changes show with Kimberly Haynes. All will be come back right after this.
You are listening to the Life Changes show, live from Studio NoHo on the BBS Radio Network. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as Marianne Williamson, Gary Anthony Williams, Sharon Stone, and Alex Gray on our archive page at lifechangesshow.com. Or you can visit us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
And we're back. I'm Filippo Voltaggio, sitting here with Mark Lejour.
You know, this is such a great episode. I'm really excited to have our guest on because he's so diverse. And it reminded me of when I first came to Los Angeles, because I realized that everybody had some sort of story. And I think it was just a higher concentration, because a lot of people come to Los Angeles to make it, to make it as an actor, and then have that backstory. And yet then when if they don't make it, then they find a different path. And then now they're acting like that new thing that they're trying to be.
Right.
So I'm now a writer, or now a director, or now a something else. And that's what we are all doing while we're learning and finding our way. But it's, you know, your monologue was reminding me of some of those early stories.
And it's got to be allowed, and it's got to be okay, and maybe it's perfect.
Well, that's the thing, I think, is it's the lack of transparency of I'm shifting my career, and I'm stepping into this, and I'm learning how to do this, and rather than I've been doing this for 20 years, yeah, and this is what I was born to do. And,
oh, you know, there's, right. Okay. So, and you know, here's the point. Our guest has been a print model, of course, an actor, a photographer, a fitness model for, was it a day? So fitness. No, I didn't mean it that. That sounds terrible. I'm sorry. No,
okay. All this uplifting. Amazing uplifting intro, and then wait. No, didn't you suck one time at this?
Wait. Okay. So he's an award-winning. Let me just put it this way. He's an award-winning actor, a producer, a writer. His latest two films. One of them, Gunther, won Best Comedy at the Hollywood Film Festival, and Out of Town won Best Screenplay, which was an IMDb award. I mean, this is already good stuff. Welcome to the show, Paris Dillon.
Wow, thank you for having me. This is great.
Thank you for being here.
Definitely. Yes. Wow, what a...
So how did you do it? You always knew, right?
No. Honestly, I did not. Oh, then yes, there's so many of those people that it's like this is what they're born to do, and that's what they think. And then when it doesn't happen for them, I feel bad at that point where it's
they
like
they do too.
Yeah, because it's what they know. But I think it's what they tell themselves. Mm. They might have been putting this thing up on a pedestal of what they think it is. But as you go through life, life changes. Network, you like
nice.
That?
Yeah,
as you go through life, you develop as a person, and you start having different wants and needs. But if you've already put it out there, like this is what I'm supposed to do,
and only that,
and you're not able to adapt, and I think you can walk yourself into a corner that way.
We call it the recalibration, because if we recalibrate and say, well, wait, this is what I wanted as a child, but I see that the industry has changed, and we can talk about that. Actually, the industry has changed greatly.
Completely.
You were telling me something, and then we'll go back to some of the other things you were saying before, but you were telling me something that I didn't know, that casting agents are saying you can't apply unless you have so many followers. Or
the social media aspect of this industry. Totally. Yeah. I mean, it started with bands, actually musicians, where club promoters would require bands to have 10,000 Facebook likes on their page. Wow. To be booked at the club, which kind of makes sense as a promoter. You yeah. want the market already built in. You yeah. want an audience coming. So now it's everywhere. It's in any industry almost. If you're going to have an audience, they want to see it in numbers. They want to see that's your worth. And it's a little sad because when I'm seeing these audition breakdowns where it says,
because you're awesome is it.
Yeah, I'm awesome. There's a million other people that are awesome but yeah. might not have, you know, 10,000 followers.
Because they don't know how to do that thing of getting the followers on
right.
social media.
Right, and maybe that goes back to maybe I'm the problem, because maybe I'm not adapting. Maybe this is the way it is now, and it's not about your talent really in the audition room, but how to get in that audition room and then show them the talent.
Yeah, I'd rather not think of you as a problem. I actually think you're part of the solution. I actually encourage, as a life coach, people to do exactly what you're doing. Like, you went out and you did your own TV show, for example.
The talk show, yeah.
Yeah, the talk show. And now that's out there, and people could see that. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's an audition tape right there.
Totally. You hope to put your best foot forward, and enough people see it. And now it's just a little different. People see the number of people that follow you so that they can think numbers and money. And they're like, okay, well, if this one person can reach 10,000 people, he is a better candidate than this person that can only reach 4,000.
You know, I have to say this. So one of the things that, well, we came to know of you thanks to
the street angel.
Yeah,
yes, that's right.
Madeline Reese. So thank you. Shout out to her.
Shout out, yes.
And all the good work that she's doing. And so she shared you with us, and we reached out because of one particular thing. And then you honestly said, I'm not so great at that.
Yeah.
Honestly, I mean, I thought, wow, I want to know who this guy is.
It was a chance. Yeah, I appreciate that you took notice, because a lot of times, yeah, here's an opportunity to be on a really cool show and grow a fan base or reach more people.
Right.
And instead of just taking it, I don't know, I'd rather make sure we're on the same page. And that's just something I've picked up over the years being in this industry. It helps a lot.
Well, right. We appreciated it. We all noted it. And then we started to look deeper. And so that right. that helped you get here.
That's
now,
awesome.
Now you weren't always like that, right?
No. I mean,
you don't have to tell. You don't have to tell on yourself. I'm just saying.
Piss and tell of all the issues. When you first start out in this film industry.
When you first started out.
Oh, man. Yeah. You have this idea of what you think it's going to be, and you of what the tabloids say, of what stories you've heard, and you come and you have this vision of what you think it is and what you're supposed to be to get that. When in reality, it's no. That is, first of all, your perception of what it is, that's not true. And the way how to get it, that's not true either. It's just about experience is the only thing that will help you get to where you want to be. It's you have to be able to throw that away. Throw this pedestal of this industry, throw that away, this idea of what you think it is, throw that away, and you'll be able to get to the new industry in your mind.
Nice.
A lot easier.
Yeah, that's wise nice. Words.
At least that's what happened for me, because I was, you know, if you asked me to do this interview like or play music, I think that's what it was, you said, hey, we're looking for a musician.
Say.
We can do that. Although I am coming out with an EP, and maybe I'll come back to be a musician.
When you are good.
We're shooting a music video the next few months.
Wow.
Yeah, I do the songs basically for, you know, hopefully they'll land in a film somewhere. I'm not really the best singer and all that, so it's recording. It's going to be good. The band's called We Tried. Anyway, so that's coming up. But you did ask
me. You don't
me
find that ironic?
Hi. That's the name.
Hi.
So 6 years ago, I would have said, oh my gosh, yes, how do I do this? How do I get on
get
and
on
try
that.
To get
yeah.
the get me on the show? But now I've just been here long enough to understand, hey, things will work out on its own if you just put your best foot forward and be honest.
You know, when we talked earlier, you said something about relationship with the industry, relationship with the people in it.
Yeah, totally.
I think that's huge. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, it's basically what I was saying before, where this idea of the industry, you're developing this sense of what it is and what you want from it, and it completely changes your perception of really what's out there for you. And it doesn't have to be all this pressure of trying to get to what you think it is when really it's you're able to just breathe a little bit, let things happen instead of forcing it, and the good will come to you. At least that's what I think, and that's what I'm trying to do. But who am I? I don't know.
Well, actually, you were a self-improvement seminar
that
leader.
that thing? That was... Yeah, so some of that... Wait, what was that, Mark?
Mark's like, Filippo fall apart over here.
Is that really what happened? Yes, before... Yes, so I have a leg up, maybe, because I have this understanding that... how success can happen for a lot of different people in a lot of different ways, and everyone has a different definition of
right,
success.
Right.
And that's
good.
Totally okay.
Yeah.
That's totally okay to have.
And I'm not making fun of it in the least, because different people need to hear different messages from different people. And so
totally right.
I actually think you would be a great self-improvement seminar leader. So we can talk about that afterwards too. But this conversation, I'm loving it. And there's so much more I want to share about him, and I want to hear him talk about. We'll do a little bit of that when we come back. And then again, live music here by Kimberly Haynes on the Life Changes Show when we come back after this.
Listen to these words. He would not be beat by forces too fierce for man, woman, or beast. As the going got tougher, his courage increased. It's a little story with a big message, a message that speaks to children of all ages. It's about believing in yourself, overcoming obstacles, and never giving up. It's been called a masterpiece, one of the finest children's books ever written, and a true children's classic. Shadow Stevens has been called Dr. Seuss for the 21st century. His big little book, The Big Galoot, is a story about bullying. Bullying has become an American epidemic, and The Big Galoot talks about it in a way that will touch the heart of a child of four and a grandfather of 104. It's the story of a little boy with size 42 hands, the biggest hands anyone has ever seen, and the kids laugh at him. Then the laughter turns mean. They mock him and trip him, and much worse. But throughout it all, Warren Galoot says, I'm a galoot, but I have good luck. You can't get me down. I never give up. A second grader named Chandler said, I thought it was the best funny book I have seen in my life. And we agree. Whoopi Goldberg said, this is a great story. Bravo, Shadow. The Big Galoot is available now as an ebook exclusively on Kindle Fire on Amazon for only $3.98. We strongly urge you to get it for your children, your children's children, or as a gift to yourself. Its message speaks to all of us. Have good luck and never give up. Go to Amazon.com and search for The Big Galoot by Shadow Stevens.
You are listening to The Life Changes Show, live from Studio NoHo on the BBS Radio Network. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as The Green Children, Dan Millman, Hot Rod Fuller, and Mike Marino on our archive page at lifechangesnetwork.com. You can also follow us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We're back. I'm Filippo, sitting here with Mark and our guest, Paris Dillon. And oh, by the way, Paris is his real name. So aside from, not aside, but along with everything we've been talking about that he has done and he is doing, he also performs in a live improv comedy duo act with Hollywood icon Andy Dick, and he holds a number of hosting credits, including American Idol with iHeartRadio, and of course we talked about his talk show, but we didn't mention it, Paris in LA, which is available on iTunes and Ustream and iStream and Livestream, and we all stream for ice cream. So so Paris, I made him laugh.
That's good. I like that one.
I'm a sucker for puns.
So, okay. So, tell us. You didn't want when you decided you were just going to be an actor. You didn't want to get behind the camera, and you didn't want to write, and you didn't want this. And, yeah. And then what happened?
I will admit, I definitely had my nose up a little bit towards anything but acting. You know, I was like, this is what I'm doing, and that's it. Okay. No. I am not behind the camera. That is not who I am. Who I am is an actor. I'm in front of the camera only. See, I stepped away from the mic.
See what he did there?
But as you go on, the relationships I developed with people on set and other friends in the industry, I gained this.
That you thought you were better than them at first.
Right, of course.
Because you were the actor.
Still do. No. Still do. I gained this relationship with them and the industry and realized that the idea of telling a story really spoke to me. This idea of the collaboration of so many people to tell this one idea and this one story. I really love that. I mean, that's really what drew me to acting in the first place is film. I get really inspired really easily if I'm watching a film. I mean, I watched Any Given Sunday, and I joined the football team the next day in high school. And then got hurt. But that's part
the next day.
Yeah, the next day. My point is, I love it. I love it so much. So then, throughout the years, I realized that that really is what spoke to me. And it didn't necessarily have to be acting. It was writing. It was producing, directing, and creating these projects that I could tell these stories with.
And you expanded.
Yes, expand.
And it sounds like you learned that you also
can grow as an actor, knowing what people are capturing in that camera or knowing what the writers are writing for you as an actor, kind of thing.
I definitely became a better actor because of it. That's when the acting awards
started. And a better person, I would think.
Honestly, yeah. Honestly.
Good for you.
I can definitely say that I feel like I'm a little bit more sensitive than I used to be. Being able to be more open with people and seeing where they are. Before, it was a little bit more of a shell.
Because not everybody dreams of being an actor. Some people dream of being a cameraman.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
I mean, cinematography is amazing. I mean, well, you're telling the story. You're in charge of that. So, yeah, I love it. I love it.
So awesome. And congratulations on your award. I mean, it was Out of Town your first film?
No, that was like my third.
Your third already. Wow. Okay. That you wrote, produced, and starred in. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay. And so that won an award, and then the one Gunther won an award.
Gunther's, yeah.
Where can we see these?
So one of the first films I made was Across the Pond. That is on the Shorts movie channel on some channel on cable.
Oh, okay, cool.
Don't look at me. I'm only the producer.
Cool.
and then Gunther just is now finishing the film festival round.
Okay.
So it's racked up a bunch of awards, and it's been screened at a ton of film festivals. So the next step for that is finding a home for it, where it should go, and that's a whole other world of distribution, figuring out where this movie can go. And then Out of Town is just now starting the film festival circuit. So it's you know, one a year I've kind of been doing, I've realized. It's kind of cool, though.
You know, I've noticed you are, like, on the red carpet, and actually I watched a couple of episodes of Paris in L.A.
Oh, nice.
You are so off the cuff, and you're a quick thinker and fun and all that. Where does that come from?
Wow, that's a good, probably a defense mechanism in high school or something, is my guess.
Interesting.
Like, probably just...
Wow, he's telling it all.
Right?
You got the inside scoop. You were talking about ice cream earlier? I'm hungry. Let's get it going. I mean...
After the show, Paris.
Okay, I'm down. Comedy, I guess.
Paris ice cream. Can you think of... Oh, think of that.
Paris ice cream.
Paris. Yeah.
Paris
ice. You could open up...
I'm in.
Paris ice.
Where do I sign? It's hot in here. It's hotter than you said it would be.
It is.
And I'm disappointed.
It's hot. It's 100 and
Where's
something.
The climate
outside?
Control. Anyway, back to me.
Yes.
Here I am pouring my heart out, Filippo. what was I saying?
ice cream.
Defense mechanism in high school.
Oh, man. I haven't even thought about this.
Or something,
this
or?
Is literally the first time I've talked about this. But you can ask my mom, I guess, where comedy really... It started in high school,
she's
I guess.
She's listening, right? So, Mom, write us.
Please.
And let us
know. Is
this
on Twitter? Okay, because she's not on it. So, we need to not do that. But it definitely was something where I can just be the funny person and throw to that. I was class clown and student body president and homecoming
king.
Since
you're going there, did you need the attention? Did you feel like...
Oh, yeah. No. Definitely needed the attention for sure. Wanted to be involved with things, wanted to be accepted. So I did what I could to not step on really anyone's toes, tried to be well-liked. And now I don't care at all. Screw you guys. I'm out. Where's the door? Where's this freaking ice cream you're talking about? You're lying to me!
No, I'm saying...
Lies!
You could open up... You could do a whole movie on ice cream. I bet that would be really delicious. All right. So what are the kind of stories you like to tell? Obviously, you do comedy and all that, but what's the message in the story?
I've written a lot of...
A through line.
Okay. A through line. I like that. I've written a lot of comedies.
I'm glad you like me as a host. Just answer the question. I get it.
You're doing good. You need a little attention, okay? Can we have focus over here?
Bring the spotlight over.
Oh, man,
okay,
you're
now back
so
to
good
you,
at a host.
Paris.
Oh, yes. I write comedy. I get hired to write comedy. Usually that's the...
Which is the irony, because you didn't want to write.
Right. I didn't want to write. Yeah. And now I get paid to do it, which is really cool. But... I would say that is my strongest talent in the writing realm. Mm-hmm. However, I've written a few features that aren't just straight comedies. They're more of like a coming of age story, like a Good Will Hunting, like more of an indie themed drama.
Nice.
With some comedy undertones, because I can't help myself. Oops.
And we need it. We need comedy.
Yeah, right?
If it's good, yeah.
I don't know. Just for me, I don't like to be scared. I don't like to be stressed out. I already have enough of that in my life. So films I watch, what are we doing? Why am I watching this scary? My life is scary enough, okay? It's scary. So I don't need to watch it on the TV. So if I had a choice, I would just choose to watch comedy because I want to laugh.
Nice.
But that's not for everybody. And there's nothing wrong with liking a thriller. In fact,
what?
Well, I'm going to write one, so I want you to watch it when it comes out.
All right, just let us know.
With a little comedy.
Yeah, with a little comedy.
Because you can't help it.
You know, you also are the smart guy. I mean, Dean's List, University of Washington, I mean, that stuff doesn't come easy. So you're not just looking for attention. You're working hard while you're doing it.
Yeah, that's true. I figured out what worked for me early on with being successful and getting to what I want.
Mm-hmm.
And part of that is work ethic. And really, it doesn't have anything to do with smarts. I'm just like, it's work smarting.
You're a workaholic.
You know, ever since I've been a better person, ever since I've been a better person the last few years, you know, it's more about enjoying the relationships and life and not forcing things. I wrote this. I was a guest blogger on a positivity website, UniGuys, and I wrote an entire blog about the balance of let and action, where the only things we can control in life are our attitudes and our activity. And that's what I believe. And those are the only two things we really have control over. So how to utilize those correctly is extremely important. Now, I'm super saying all this stuff, but I mean, yesterday I was ready to go to Wyoming with a shovel and dig ditches in a farm with cabbage, and there's a dog on the porch, and I don't have social media, and I'm like, yes.
See, now you're painting a picture. You know, like you've got this image in your head.
Got it.
You're creating that. So
I know it's a thought.
But this is why we didn't have you on the show yesterday.
Because right? It wouldn't have been good. Trust me, it wouldn't have been good. So yeah, and then I think about being there for a month, and I'm like, would I really? I would miss this.
Right.
I would miss.
Look at you.
This.
Aren't you loving this?
Look at it. I'm in a velour couch. It's hot, but it's comfortable. I feel like Prince.
Purple rain.
Purple.
It's purple. Okay, so let me ask you: have you stopped? Obviously, we have those days. We all do, whether some of us admit or not, where we all want to. Well, maybe not exactly go to Wyoming, but or you know,
dig ditches.
The dog's nice thing. But so let me. If you're gonna laugh closer to the camera,
right.
So people can hear you.
He's funny, guys. Now listen to him.
But I'm making a point here. Have you stopped in your young life to say, "Hey, I did that good. Hey, I did that well," is actually the correct way of saying it. But I'm proud of that. Or, "Hey, good on you, Paris."
Maybe a couple times. Maybe there's been a couple times where I've felt like a proud moment. Yeah. And that's really what I strive for. That's really what I want.
Can you see yourself doing it a couple more times? I'm being serious.
That face you gave was good, though. That was good.
I'm feeling
I wish
you
our listeners could see this.
This is multiple conversations going up at the same time. That is the next step. Video.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You know what, Paris, we're going to talk to you about that after the show. That and the ice cream shop. But, all right, so when we come back, we want to talk a little bit more. We got a couple more minutes with Paris, and we want to get some of the wisdom that you share. You've shared, actually, a lot of wisdom, and I'm very proud of you. I really am. And I was proud of you before I met you, but I'm proud of you even more. And And I know you say something to yourself and you've said something to people. I want you to be able to share that on our show. And for those who want to know more about Paris, Paris Dillon, just like the city, P-A-R-I-S, Dillon, D-Y-L-A-N.com. But maybe even more importantly, follow him. Follow him.
Now you're getting
it. On Facebook, it's Mr. Paris. I'm surprised it's not King Paris Dillon, but it's Mr. Paris Dillon.
Because Paris Dillon was taken. Okay? You got it? Just like my Twitter, some guy named Zhu Fang has Paris Dillon. I don't get it. He has one follower. You know who it is? Me. Because I need this Twitter name back. And he's taken it from me for years.
If you go to our page on the Life Changes show, you'll see Paris Dillon and all the links to him. And
please
enjoy. We've got his promo reel up there. It's a lot of fun. Go check it out. So more with Paris Dillon when we come back. And right after that, we're going to have live music here in the studio with Kimberly Haynes on the Life Changes show after this.
The Little Dog That Could is the fantastically true story of a man and a little dog that came into his life as his mentor to help him understand the world beyond his human senses and to experience life, love, and healing beyond his human understanding. Best-selling author Filippo Voltaggio, who currently hosts the highly regarded Life Changes show, is an internationally known singer, speaker, and life coach. Filippo offers up his own story, how one little surprise package in fur and four legs transformed his life unexpectedly forever and furthered his path of self-discovery. In The Little Dog That Could, Filippo brings to life the meaning of the adage, when the student is ready, the teacher appears. Through the reading of this book, you will experience the journey of real miracles that transcend time, space, and logic while gaining practical tools that will help you navigate your way. The Little Dog That Could is available through Amazon and Barnes & Noble. For more information, visit thelittledogthatcould.com. That's thelittledogthatcould.com.
You are listening to The Life Changes Show, live from Studio NoHo on the BBS Radio Network. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as Mariel Hemingway, Shadow Stevens, Gary Zukav, and Kyle Cease, on our website at lifechangesshow.com. You can also follow us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and at Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We're back. I'm Filippo sitting here with Mark, and we're both having a great time, and I trust you all are too, with our guest Paris Dillon. And we've mentioned some of the things that he's done. He's done so much more, and he's gonna do so much more. We just know it. Paris, I should probably mention Twitter. You're also Mr. Paris Dillon, right? So, but he's on Instagram, and he's got his YouTube channel. We should all just like and subscribe to everything, right?
That would be awesome. Let me know what you think. If I mean, I don't know what I'm doing, so I'm just putting stuff out there. So comment back. Let me know if this is terrible or this is great.
No, not this.
Oh, sorry. My stuff. We already know this is great. This show.
This is fantastic.
I mean, gosh, I'm comfy.
And we're glad you are. So what is some of the wisdom that you share with people? I mean, literally, you say these things. What do you say to them?
You know, I'm glad we got to talk so much about that today. I needed it. You know, yeah. Every doctor needs a physician. Every shrink needs a psychiatrist. Every attorney needs a lawyer. And every Paris needs a Life Changes show. Okay? You like that?
Wow.
You should get into format.
It's kind of long.
I really... Can we shorten that? What are you, Hollywood?
You're so Hollywood.
You are so Hollywood.
Say it again, but shorter.
No, I love it.
A little bit more conviction.
I love it.
And
I love,
you have the part.
I love what we did. I love talking about this. And that's... Oh, well, one thing I did do on my show, Paris in LA, is I would always say to my viewers, keep moving and things will keep grooving.
I love that.
And that, for me, what it boils down to is doing small things towards what your passion is.
Nice.
Or your goal every day.
Nice.
And you will reach your destination.
Yeah.
Because it's a journey, you know. And I think that was Robert Collier, an old self-improvement guy in the early 1900s. He was, success is the sum of small efforts repeated day in and day out.
Nice.
And that's really, I mean, that's all I've been doing. So I just throw stuff against the wall and see what sticks. That's really where I'm at right now.
Ice cream.
Usually ice cream. That's what I'm going to do after this. Okay. This wall looks great for sticking Rocky Road on there.
Is that your favorite ice cream?
Mint
now
chocolate chip.
Now we know
chip
your
is.
Favorite ice cream.
Mint chocolate chip. Bowl I just did Rocky cone. Road. See, it was a comedy thing because more people know Rocky Road as an instant funny.
And then you can just picture the marshmallows sliding down the wall.
Here you go.
It's kind of more interesting.
Oh, we're doing this. That's the photo we're taking after this. You just signed up for it.
I have to say... Not that it was a surprise, but what a pleasure to have you on the show. Really,
thank you for having me.
And you know, your bio, whoever wrote it, did a really good job saying he's a sought after, multi talented working actor and filmmaker. I have to agree with whoever wrote that.
Whoever
you are, a multi talented and God. A funny guy.
I will tell that person that you
pass that on.
Yeah. I'll pass that on.
Give credit where credit's due.
I really appreciate
I know
it.
I'm really
tell
well.
He's right on.
Okay, I will.
Okay.
I will.
What a pleasure, Paris Dillon. I can't wait for us to do something. Ice cream, whatever it is, fitness modeling together again soon.
Sounds good.
And with that, remember, ParisDillon.com and all his links are there as well as on our page on the Life Changes Show for Paris Dillon, ParisDillon.com. And so with that, we come to one of our favorite segments of the show, the Ask Dorothy segment. But I believe we have some shout outs first, right, Mark?
Yeah, we want to give a shout out to our friends down at the Midnight Mission who are doing such great work taking care of the homeless and the poverty-stricken downtown Los Angeles. The Midnight Mission was founded in 1914 and offers paths to self-sufficiency for men, women, and children who have lost direction. Their emergency services and 12-step recovery, family, living, job training, education, and workforce development programs offer a compassionate bridge to achieve and maintain healthy, productive lives. They remove obstacles and provide the accountability and structure that people who are experiencing homelessness need to be productive in their communities. Go to midnightmission.org and check them out and support them.
Awesome. Thank you, Mark. And let's ask Dorothy something.
Dorothy Joseph from Petaluma asks, Dorothy, my father doesn't like me. He constantly tells me that he doesn't understand why I don't get a real job and that he thinks I'm a loser. This really hurts me, and I don't know what to do about this situation because now I recognize that I hate him for his assessment of who I am. I earn good money, and I help as many people as I can through my gifts as a healer. How do I deal with this constant disapproval?
My dear Joseph, is it possible that you hating your father is a form of fear and anger? Is there a part of you that believes you are a loser? Are you afraid that he might be right? I have discovered that choosing fear and anger are very self-destructive choices. I encourage you to examine your relationship with your father and ask yourself what his behavior and thoughts about you really have to do with your success as a human being. You say you earn good money and you love what you do. So it appears that being a healer is what you have come to do. Many of your father's generation have been programmed to believe that one must have an 8-to-5 job because that's what they did and that's what their parents and grandparents did. So in their minds, this is what they believe is the correct road to success. I believe that your father loves you very much, and by sharing his feelings with you, he is doing what so many parents do and believe is love. They often think that their actions are love because in their hearts they believe that they know what is best for you. As for you hating your father, this doesn't affect him as much as it affects you. Hanging on to fear, anger, and resentment hurts us and often has little effect on the ones we think it is directed towards. As a healer and a spiritual life coach, I've come to know that fear and anger create dis-ease in our bodies if we do not let go of it. So I ask you to choose love and not hate. You don't have to like your father's actions, and you can choose to no longer participate in this type of discussion with him. You can make the choice to love him and at the same time choose to love yourself more and create a healthier boundary with him. After many years of horrible conversations with my mother, which disturbed me greatly, I made the choice I'm asking you to consider. I told my mother that I loved her, and yet I loved me more, and went on to say that I would no longer be talked to in her old way of communication. Once I drew this line in the sand, we no longer had any negative conversations. Joseph, we are always at choice, and by choosing love and loving ourselves despite what anyone else thinks or says, we are making the most elegant choice possible.
Hear, hear. Thank you, Dorothy.
Thank you, Dorothy.
And if you have a question for Dorothy, write her at askdorothy@lifechangesshow.com. That's askdorothy@lifechangesshow.com. And now we'll be back with live music here in the studio with Kimberly Haynes on the Life Changes Show right after this.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening. Someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
The Life Changes Show is a premier radio show presented by the Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people, celebrities, corporate giants, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart, integrity, and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your lives through the Life Changes Show, lifechangesnetwork.com, and through guest appearances on other inspiring shows and events. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching, a private consultation with one of us, corporate or live event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, please email us at info@lifechangesnetwork.com.
We are back. I'm Filippo, sitting here with Mark and our guest, of course, Paris Dillon. And joining us in the studio is singer and songwriter Kimberly Haynes. Kimberly, welcome to the Life Changes Show.
Thank you, Filippo. Thanks for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
What a pleasure to have you. And we first heard you perform at a Gwen event, thanks to Tess Cacciatore, and that's how we all connected.
Yes.
And so here we are.
Shout out to Miss Tess.
Yes, yes. We love you, Tess. You know, it's funny, throughout that whole interview with Paris, I was thinking, interesting, the first song you're going to sing for us is Pathless Path. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking, that's kind of what we've been talking about during the show, in the sense that there's a path and yet there's no path.
Exactly. Don't confuse me. Wait a minute.
Yeah, exactly. Is that what the song is about?
Well,
how did you come to it?
In some ways, yeah. I mean, it's about finding your own way, which is very much finding my own way. It's about my experience.
Right.
And that, you know, it really has nothing to do with how anyone else found their way. And so being brave enough to find your own way instead of, you know, following the instructions of, you know, someone else's life.
Yeah, like this is the way you're supposed to do it, or this is the way I did it, or they did it and they were successful, so why don't you do it that way, kind of thing?
Yes, and I mean, yeah. It is true that we do look to people who, you know, you want to know how to get to Turkey, you ask to someone who's been there how to get there. But then there is, you know, there is that part too where you have to go there and have your own experience.
Right.
Yeah.
And they might have gone on a camel, and you might not want to do
exactly,
that. Right?
Right.
You're like,
you want to take your Prius.
Are there not
they
planes?
They spit.
So I just heard his voice, and you all did too. He is Mr. Vito Gregoli. How do you say it?
Someone like that.
I've never heard you do that.
Welcome as well. You are going to be accompanying Kimberly on the guitar.
On the 12-string guitar.
On the 12-string, no less. Yeah, yes. Very cool.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know that we've had a 12-string... Anyway, but so it's special to have you both here.
Thank you.
And so why don't we just go ahead and get started. Let's hear this song. This is from... an album you released a year ago, which actually just won for 2016 Album of the Year through the One World Music platform. Very exciting.
Yeah, thank you.
And so now you're releasing an EP in a couple weeks. Is it going to contain this song as well?
Not this song. Not these songs.
But this song is available
on the album.
On the album. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Awaken Me.
And the album is called?
Awaken Me.
Awaken Me.
Yes.
Yes. Nice.
Not Awaken You, but Awaken Me.
Right. Right. We could share that.
Yeah.
And so, well, then here it is. Here is Kimberly Haynes performing Pathless Path from Awaken Me live on the Life Changes Show here at Studio NoHo.
I see the
Kimberly Haynes and the Pathless Path from Awaken Me. Kimberly Haynes, I love this songs from the heart of a seeker. And there was this one line, the many years I thought I'd be broken. Oh, wow. Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, how many of us have been there?
Just me.
Yeah. Right. And it's very personal.
Very.
Yes. And you obviously give it that, which allows for the listener to say, well, that's me. That's me. That's me, too. And that can be very healing and very mind expanding. Vito, you produced this album?
I co-produced it with Kimberly.
Yeah. Very exciting. So Kimberly, you did all the lyrics and the melody, and then Vito, you
She wrote all the music.
She wrote all the music.
We worked on the arrangements together and the instrumentation.
Very cool. Well, speaking of instrumentation, what was that instrument you were playing, Kimberly?
This is a charango from South America.
A charango?
Charango. Mm-hmm.
Wow. That sounds like, is it my ignorance
charango.
Or does that sound like a food? I mean, next to the ice cream shop, we could sell charangos.
Well, it's made of an armadillo, usually.
Yeah. Seriously?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, usually that one isn't.
Oh, okay.
The one I have at home has got an armadillo back, and you always feel sorry for it sitting there.
Yeah, I couldn't play that.
I've never heard of that.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I learned something today. A lot, actually. I've learned a lot. learn more about Kimberly Haynes at musicmedicinewoman.com. Musicmedicinewoman.com. She's also on Facebook at Kimberly Haynes. Haynes is H-A-Y-N-E-S. Music Medicine Woman. She's got her own YouTube channel, etc. So you can see those links on our page on the Life Changes show for Kimberly Haynes. Otherwise, you could find her again, musicmedicinewoman.com. So what are we going to hear next?
This song is called The Dream.
Probably no explanation necessary.
Really?
Is this the dream past, present, or future, or
yes.
All the above? Yeah, okay.
All rolled into one.
Okay. Well, here we go again. Here's Kimberly Haynes performing also from Awaken Me, The Dream, live on the Life Changes show here at Studio NoHo.
She appeared in the doorway of my life, reaching in through my dreams, calling out through the mist of another time. On the drowsy shores of sleep, I was a girl on a pillow made of pain, under blankets of confusion, entangled sheets of rage. She said, come awaken, come out of illusion. You are not alone. Grace will guide you. You are not alone. Faith protects you. You are not alone. Love is in you. You are not alone. The time has come to rise, my love. Put flowers in your hair. Has come, be brave, my love. Angels are with you everywhere. They are asleep on a pillow made of shame, under blankets of confusion, entangled sheets of rage. You are not alone. Faith protects you. You are not alone. Love is in you. You are not alone. You are not alone. Grace will guide you. You are not alone. Faith protects you. You are not alone. Love is in you. You are not alone.
was she sister, mother, friend? Just this morning, as I gazed into the mirror, she appeared once again. I am not alone. Grace will guide you. I am not alone. I am not alone. No, 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 no. I am not alone. I am not alone. She is me. I am not alone. She's my destiny.
Kimberly Haynes,
wow.
musicmedicinewoman.com. How powerful. You are not alone. I am not alone. And then that phrase, rise and remember your song. Yes, yes, for all. Thank you so much.
You.
Again, musicmedicinewoman.com to learn more about Kimberly Haynes.
Thank you.
And what about you, Vito? What's your website?
DharmaPaulaRecords.com.
DharmaPaula. Paula.
DharmaPaula.
Yes.
PaLa.
Okay.
Records.com.
Oh, how cool. Okay. Awesome. I'll have to check that out myself. Thank you so much, both of you, for being
thank
here.
Thank you for
our
having
pleasure.
Us.
What a pleasure.
Thank
and
you.
Thank you, Tess, for introducing us to these wonderful people.
Thank you, Tess.
What a pleasure. And also want to thank Madeline Reese for introducing us to Paris Dillon. And Paris, what a pleasure to have you with us today. Paris Dillon. Everybody.
Thank you, Paris.
I'm out the door.
On his way to
you
ice
want
cream.
A bowl or so, a cone?
So with that, do you want a bowl or a cone? With that, we're not having ice cream after the show.
No, yes, okay. We are. We are. It's a premonition.
Paris
with,
is buying.
With that, with that we have to say thank you to Brent Hahn here at Studio NoHo, our technical director, for making us all sound so good.
Thank you, Brent.
Thank
and,
you, Brent.
And a big thank you to Douglas Newsom at BBS Radio Network for being our great program manager. On behalf of Dorothy Donahue, our executive producer, and Mark Lejeure, our producer. I am your host, Filippo Voltaggio, reminding you that as your life changes, like ours just did, we're here for you. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to the Life Changes Show on the BBS Radio Network. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Time and visit us online at lifechangesnetwork.com. On Facebook at The Life Changes Show and on Twitter at Life Changes Show. Join us again next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes. The Life Changes Network is an entertainment network. The views and opinions expressed are those of the guests and participants and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Life Changes.